So what all do you have? A business, cars, houses, properties, bank accounts? Are you concerned that any of these can be taken away from you if someone sues you? Have you done all you can to protect all of your assets? Well, you really ought to get in touch with the experts down at Barth Calderon LLP. They're a law firm that specializes in asset protection and estate planning, and they can help you protect what's yours so that predators and creditors can't get their hands on them. Give them a call at 800-548-8564. That's 1-800-548-8564 for a free consultation. Hey, tell them the Exit Coach sent you. When creating an exit strategy, business owners can't just account for the health of their books. They also must consider the health of their brand. Financials say a lot about an organization, but public awareness can mean the difference for a company that sells and a company that sits. I've known the talented PR team at HKA for many years, and I've seen firsthand how marketplace visibility equals marketplace value. If your brand needs a boost, contact the marketing communications experts at HKA by calling 714-426-0444 or visit them online at www.hkamarcom.com.
Bill Black is a registered representative with and securities offered through Crown Capital Securities LP member, FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Barth Financial Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from CCS. Any opinions are those of Bill Black and not necessarily those of Crown Capital Securities LP or Barth Financial Advisors, LLC. California Insurance License 0652621.
Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Well, welcome to the show, everyone. This morning, we're going to talk about some of the issues that we hear the most about, people issues. Of course, you employ people, you have people highlights and motivation issues, and you also probably have some people problems from now and then. So we're going to talk with an expert about that. And then on tonight's show at 6 p.m., we're going to talk about marketing for smart people and lost knowledge. What is the cost? I hope you can join us tonight. If not, go to ExitCoachRadio.com. You can listen to this content anytime from your smartphone or your computer. Enjoy the show. Hey everyone, this is Bill Black, the Exit Coach. You know, protecting your family and business is essential for your peace of mind. If you have legal and financial concerns that keep you awake at night, check out Albert Rosh at ocbusinesslaw.com. Albert is an Orange County attorney with an MBA in finance and accounting. He's focused his practice on seniors and their families. He has in-depth knowledge and experience in the areas of estate planning, taxes, and wealth management, and supports families with their most private matters. If you need someone who will listen to you and provide expert legal and financial support, call Albert Rosh at 714-432-0794. That's 714-432-0794. Or go to ocbusinesslaw.com. Hey everyone, it's Bill Black, the Exit Coach. Would you like to increase the value of your business by up to 71%? I found a great tool. I'm making it available absolutely free for listeners. Just go to bizgrowth123.com. Just answer the questions from your smartphone. You'll get an instant assessment of ways you can increase the value of your business dramatically. Try it out. Point your phone to bizgrowth123.com. That's bizgrowth123.com. This is Bill Black, the Exit Coach. If you're in the construction industry, there's a lot at stake and a lot can go wrong. Do you have a law firm on your side that has your best interest at heart? Someone who specializes in the construction industry and who will not only defend you against disputes but help you avoid them in the first place? The Gassembian Law Group specializes in working with companies working in and around the construction industry. For information, call 949-436-2785. That's 949-436-2785. Or visit them online at www.glgattorneys.com. That's glgattorneys.com. Gassembian Law Group, legal solutions for the world you build. This segment of the show features Bill Hoke of MCO Consulting in Newton, Massachusetts. Bill, are you with us?
I am.
Good to hear from you, and thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
We always like to start by getting to know a little bit about our guests. Can you share a little bit about your background and how you got into this particular line of work?
Sure. Yeah, my background is I've been an attorney for about 20 years, and most of that time I've been working in the field of employment law. For about 15, I've been in-house with a couple of different companies as an employment lawyer advising the HR department. So, you know, I've really been focused on human resources as my primary client and helping companies manage their workforce. And I've just loved it. You know, the great thing about employment law and working with HR is it's all people issues. And on the good days, you're helping people do their best at work. And on the bad days, you're trying to help the company get rid of problems. So there's always something new and there's always something interesting. So I've enjoyed that.
Very, very important work. Tell us about EMCO Consulting. How did it get started and how long has it been around, Bill?
So EMCO Consulting, you know, is my practice, and it's relatively new. I've been at it for just under a year. You know, after being in-house for about 15 years, I decided, you know, I'd seen a lot of the work that outside law firms did for us, and, you know, I had worked with them, and I just felt there was a different model out there for lawyers to work with companies. The legal profession can be very expensive for small and medium-sized businesses, and it's hard to get the legal advice you need without running up a gigantic bill. So, you know, I decided to strike out on my own and start a practice where I could work with companies, you know, small companies or growing companies who really want to tackle their HR issues and do a good job by their employees and help them, you know, with fees and fixed fees or hourly rates that are reasonable by keeping my overhead low.
Sure, why not? And do you have a particular niche that would be an ideal client for you?
You know, my clients, it's less of a sort of business market niche and more of a personality. You know, my ideal is working with a business owner or a manager who really wants to be proactive. You know, a number of my clients are looking to grow, and they realize they need to tackle some of these employment issues now to get their policies right, to make sure their employment applications are compliant, and just to make sure they're following best practices in how they manage their employees. So I love working with a company that wants to be proactive, because really what you do then is you avoid the big problems. You know, you get out in front of things, you learn how to manage the workforce, how to hire people, how to discipline people, and you learn how to do it right. And, you know, nothing protects you from being sued, but what I want to do is put my clients in the best possible position to avoid a lawsuit, or if they get into one, to defend it and come out on the other end feeling good about it. So really it's, you know, ideally it's those people who want to tackle these issues head on, you know, before they become a problem.
Well, you kind of answered my next question, but tell us, what signs are there that a business owner needs you? What's the first sign that someone should maybe give you a call?
Well, you know, for many businesses, it is the economy is slowly picking up, that they're looking at some growth. I had one client who's in the construction business and has been scaled back for a couple years and is now feeling like it's time to grow and bring on some more crews to increase the amount of work they're doing. So, you know, they're in that phase where they realize they're going to be hiring some people and, you know, they want to do it right. Another situation is maybe the business is just getting busy and you've got a manager or an operations person who just doesn't have the time to really focus on these HR matters. They're trying to run the business and, you know, don't want to be bothered with making sure their application is completely compliant or their policies are up to date. And you know, and that's a good time to call somebody, to give me a call or call somebody like me, because those managers need to focus on bringing in revenue and making the business great. And, you know, the HR work is sort of a distraction from that.
Great answer. Thank you very much. So, Bill, how does being well-planned in your area contribute to a business's bottom line or overall value?
Well, I'll tell you, the sort of the opposite of that is when they're not well planning in this area, any company that finds themselves getting some demand letters or lawsuits or, you know, an investigation from your state wage and hour division, you know, your company immediately is going to be losing value, you know, particularly for business owners that are thinking about transitioning out or thinking about, you know, where their company is going to go after they retire, don't want to leave a company with a bad legal track record. So that's sort of a negative, you know, the negative side of that equation is trying to avoid that. So one of the hard things about HR is when HR is going really well, people don't always notice it. You know, it's the absence of problems. So, you know, what I think I can add value to a company is to keep them out of trouble, to make sure that when they're bringing people on board, they're doing it the right way, and when they're managing their employees, they're doing it the right way. And I guess it does add value because hopefully this is going to help you keep good people. you've got the right policies, if you've got the right practices and how you treat people, your best employees are going to want to stick around. And that clearly is, you know, has value to keep the good people and clear out the people who aren't really helping you, you know, be the best company you can be.
Absolutely. That sounds like it adds a tremendous amount of value to be well-planned in that area. And what would your preference be for clients as far as how often they communicate with you once they're your client?
You know, what I find is, the way I try to work with my clients is to be very active at the beginning. You know, I will initially come in and, you know, want to meet with the appropriate managers and really understand the client. I mean, part of what I do in trying to make myself reasonably priced is to really get in there and get to know the company, so that we spend a lot of time at the beginning maybe working up a policy manual or going through your new hire manual for all the steps you've got to take. And then after that, it's much more as needed. You know, some of my clients, when we're done with that initial phase, smile and say, geez, I hope I never have to talk to you again. They want to be set up and they want to be ready to go. What I do try to do with people, though, is offer them at least monthly to touch base for an hour or so and just catch up on what's been going on. You know, see what, if any, questions they've got or what problems have been coming up, so that I continue to be conscious of their needs. You know, and if we talk monthly, that's even a short touch-based conversation. That's going to keep them thinking about these HR issues and keep me knowledgeable about what their concerns are. And then as stuff comes up, I'm there for them. My goal also with my clients is to be very responsive when they have a problem. They've got an employee who's causing a lot of trouble. You know, I had a client right after the holidays needed to have a hard talk with an employee who was not doing well in customer service. You know, and I was right there on the phone with him, helping him think through the strategy and the script for that. And we spent a couple phone calls over a couple days, and they were able to have that conversation with the employee, and it had a positive outcome so far.
Excellent. We're talking with Bill Hoke, and we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to ask him to share a few stories and some tips, ideas, and precautions that you can use. We'll be right back. I'm talking with Bill Hoke of MCO Consulting. And Bill, can you give us an example of a recent client you helped? Tell us about their situation before you came on the scene, and how did you help?
A couple months ago, I had a client who was a very small business owner. She had built this small business. It was providing some fitness services to people and wanted to spend some time trying to take the business to the next level. So she brought in a manager to manage the site, and she wanted to be then out in the community drumming up business and doing other things while the manager ran the day-to-day. You know, and unfortunately, that person just wasn't working out for her. So when she contacted me, she had been in a position where when she was in the company, you know, on a daily basis coming by, she was finding things just weren't being done the way they wanted to be done. But, you know, she had become very reliant upon this manager and was concerned that if she took any action, this person could do some harm to the business or could turn around and bring a claim against her. The person had had some medical leave recently, so there was some concern about any retaliation claim. You know, what I was able to do was to sit down with her, again, get to know the business a little bit, and then talk through a strategy for how to manage the employee. And what I like to do with clients, you know, it's all sort of risk management, make sure they understand the various risks of various options. And in this situation, you know, there was the possibility of talking to the person and trying to help them improve, which was one option to give them another chance. And then there was also, you know, a lot of business owners, by the time they come to this discussion, they just want to cut the cord and move on and do something new. Mm-hmm. So I was able to sort of sit down and then think through some of those options, talk about the risks with the owner, you know, and ultimately she decided this was an employee that, you know, because she was so reliant upon her, she wanted to give another chance to and talk to the person about improving and see whether that would work. For me as an employment advisor, that's a good outcome because ultimately, if it doesn't work, the owner is going to be in a better position to move on getting rid of this employee because they took the time to give them a chance, documented what they were doing, documented the conversation, and gave the person notice that if they don't improve, you know, their job was going to be over.
And it's very important.
And I think the owner, you know, it didn't take us a lot of time to have these conversations, and I think the owner was very happy to have somebody talk through the whole situation and help them think through what the options were.
I would imagine that any owner who is having employee issues would be tremendously relieved to be able to talk to someone like yourself, because the consequences can be so dire, unfortunately, for business owners, and expensive if they decide to fire somebody and then have to retrain and rehire someone else. Sometimes they just need to think through these issues, and that's a great resource to have someone like you.
And I think it is, you make a good point that there's expense if you fire somebody, because you're going to have downtime without that a person in that position, and then you're going to have to bring somebody on, and there's a cost to that, and then there is the training of a new person. So even though a lot of times business owners find themselves at that point of frustration and wanting to get rid of an employee, big part of what I offer is a sounding board for them to think it through, you know, and really think hard about what's the best option here.
And from a legal perspective, that's tremendously valuable, because obviously if they're talking to their best friend about it and their friend says, well, why don't you just fire that person, that could get them into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, no, that's definitely good. You know, and one of the things that I think is helpful with my services as a HR advisor, as an employment lawyer, is, you know, our conversations are all attorney-client privilege, and you don't get that with a sort of non-lawyer advisor. But with me, as somebody getting that sort of in-house HR experience that I've had, but you're getting it in an attorney-client situation. They can vent and say whatever they want about how frustrated they are with the employee, and that, you know, they can be confident that if there is a lawsuit, the advisor is not going to get called in to testify as to the whole thought process and the conversations that they had. And I do find myself, a lot of time, there's some counseling. There's some, you know, letting the person vent, because you sort of have to get through that frustration and that anger about the employee's poor performance before you can then sit back and decide what's the best course of action.
How important is it to paper a file these days if you're having a problem with an employee and, you know, you can say verbally, hey, that's got to stop, but how important is it to paper a file these days?
You know, it's crucial, because at the end of the day, if you're before a judge or a jury or an arbitrator, and all you have is your word against the employee's word, it's going to be very hard to prove a case that you gave the person a chance, you told them specifically what they needed to do, and they didn't do it. Because sure as the sun comes up, that employee is going to remember those conversations very differently. Mm-hmm. So if you've got some contemporaneous notes, you know, even if they're on the back of a napkin, but if you're jotting down notes of the conversations and what was said and sort of what the expectations were, that's going to be very helpful to add to your credibility. I mean, the best type of paperwork is to follow up these conversations with an email to the employee. Because then you can show not only did you have the talk, but this is exactly what was followed up in writing. And, you know, hopefully your writing is clear and the employee can't wiggle out of what was said in that meeting.
That's a great
tip.
My
advice to business people is, you know, have somebody with you if you can when you have those conversations. It's always better to have two people talking to the employee, because then you have two people's word about what was said. And then do follow it up in writing, whether it's a letter, you know, which can be fairly formal, or just an email. You want to make sure the person heard you, because, you know, employees get nervous. They panic or they shut down sometimes if it's a difficult conversation.
That's great.
So following up in writing helps them remember exactly what the steps are that they need to take to improve.
So that's a great tip. So if you're going to have a conversation, and a lot of people would prefer to, let's talk this through first, but then follow up with an email in writing just to document the conversation was held and what was discussed. What other tips do you have for our listeners, Bill?
I'll tell you, one of the two tips that I was thinking about that sort of relate to all of this, you know, one seems very obvious, but you just have to be honest when you're having these hard conversations with an employee. And it is not easy to do. I talked to a lot of business owners who say, well, can't I just tell the person that it's just not working out, or I don't have enough money for the position anymore? And what I always say to them is, you need to be honest with that person, because A, you want them, if you're giving them a chance, you want to give them a full chance to improve, but you don't want to tell them that you're terminating them or disciplining them for a reason to be nice, and then if there's a lawsuit or there's some claims later, you've got a whole different story to tell, because that never makes you look good. So even if it's hard, if somebody's not doing well, you need to give them that information straight. You know, my last tip relates to a story I heard. I one time took a wilderness sort of a hiking training course, and the guy who was teaching that course said, you know, when you come across an emergency and you're out in the mountains, what's the first thing you should do? And everybody had a bunch of different answers, and he said, no, the first thing you should do is sit on a rock and smoke a cigarette. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not exactly advice we probably give people today, to sit down and smoke a cigarette, but his point was, when you're faced with a difficult situation, stop and think about it. don't run right into it. And that's my advice for employers. You know, when you've got an employee who you're not happy with, you need to step back from it. You need to think about it, really analyze what's been going on the last couple of months. How are you going to deal with this situation?
Great.
Because you got to give a chance to sort of dissipate your frustration and your anger so you can think clearly.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you off a little bit here, but tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, then we'll wrap it up here.
Great. Yeah, my website is my company name, emcoconsulting.com. And my email address there is Bill, just B-I-L-L, at emcoconsulting.com. And people can, you know, look at the website and find a little information about me and then contact me through the email or through that if there's anything I can do to help them.
You've given us a great interview and a lot of great things to think about, Bill. I appreciate you being with us today, and we'll be right back after this commercial message. It's time for another Experts Corner with Jeffrey M. Verdon of Verdon Law Group with his tips about estate and asset protection planning.
Jeff, you've written extensively about a trust you call the HISET Trust. What is it and where is it best utilized?
The HISET Trust is what we affectionately refer to as the Flexible Gift Trust. You remember back in 2011, Congress and the President signed a bill that increased the gift tax exemption from $1 million to $5 million. If you take $5 million and you invest it over 30 years, that's a 6% rate of return, you're going to turn that $5 million into about $30 million. But if you do it inside your taxable estate, you're going to pay roughly $12 million in estate taxes, 40%. So the thinking was, give the $5 million away to a trust for your kids and let the appreciation grow outside the estate. Well, the problem was people who just came out of the 2009 recession were not going to put $5 million into a trust when they might need the money for themselves. And so I thought that if there wasn't a way that the taxpayer could get those assets back, then people weren't going to utilize the $5 million gift exemption. I found a way to do this. A person can create a trust, like in a state like Nevada, put an asset up to $5 million into their trust, and 30 years from now, when the assets are $30 or $40 million, there's going to be no estate tax. But if along the way the taxpayer needs or wants some of those assets back, he need only ask the trustee for a distribution, and the trustee would have the power to do that. Now, you can't do that with a trust located in the state of California, but if we go to Nevada or Alaska or Delaware, Wyoming, their laws allow for this. When I discovered that we could do this, I wrote down our clients can have their cake and eat it too, and that acronym spells HISET. Now, I've never had a client invoke that provision, but it's there in case they need it.
To contact the Jeffrey M. Verdon Law Group, call 949-333-8150 or visit them online at jmvlaw.com. Hey everyone, it's Bill Black, the Exit Coach. I want you to take just a few minutes and think about all of your assets that you've worked so hard to accumulate in your lifetime. Your business, your properties, your major assets. You're proud of those assets and you don't want anybody to take those away. However, there are many forces at work that are out to get your assets. Lawsuits, taxes, unforeseen financial calamities. You need a firm like the Jeffrey Verdon Law Group to help you look out for your assets and protect your future. They use practical and effective and elegant estate planning strategies that are individually designed to meet your specific goals and objectives. They believe in using their knowledge and expertise to create long-term effective strategies that safeguard your assets and your loved ones. Don't leave things to chance. Call the Jeffrey Verdon Law Group today and ask them how they can help you protect your assets. Their phone number is 877-774-9238. That's 877-774-9238. Tell them the Exit Coach sent you.
At BEI, Business Enterprise Institute, our mission is helping owners benefit from their life's work. We accomplish this by providing comprehensive, continual exit planning training, marketing support, certification, and plan design to business owner advisors. Thousands of exit plans have been created over the past 10 years by hundreds of advisors using our planning software to help owners grow, protect, and transfer business value. To learn more about exit planning and BEI, call us toll-free at 888-206-3009 or visit us online at www.exitplanning.com.
That's going to do it for the show today. I want to thank you for joining us. I'd like to thank my guests, my sponsors, and my producer, Julie Tabazon, for pulling the show together. It's been a real pleasure to be with you today. I want to remind you, go to our website at exitcoachradio.com and you can dig into all kinds of interviews with advisors, including our past interviews here on AM 830. And follow us on Twitter at Exit Coach. We'll see you again next week here on AM 830 KLAA. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.